The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Beth writes, why are deaths by dignity laws up to the public? If I have terminal cancer, why is it up to voters if I get to end my own life? The newlywed with brain cancer moved to Oregon. Why such an ordeal? We should have the right to end our lives. It's our cancer. It's our body. Yeah, you know, it is. It's interesting. Like I said, I want to apologize. I really wasn't following the Brittany Maynard story until the last couple days. And, again, it's because, you know, we were covering Ebola and, you know, watching ISIS and all that. And so, you know, here's a woman, young woman, I believe she was only 29, diagnosed with brain cancer, something very similar to what one of our very good friends had. And unfortunately, he had died. And from what we understand, she had to move to Oregon in order to be able to take advantage of an Oregon law that allowed terminally ill folks to choose when to die. She would have been 30, from what I understand, November 19th, so she would have been 30 this month, and unfortunately had a very untimely death, in terms of, you know, being so young with a, inoperable brain tumor. The, you know, we talked about the act and the law in Oregon. It was passed in 1997. I think there's a couple other states that have laws, and what this law allows is a doctor to give you medicine, and you take that medicine, you take it home, and you use it for your own death. It's not euthanasia. We talked about the difference. Euthanasia is where a doctor injects something into you to kill you. That's not euthanasia. Euthanasia is illegal, I believe, in every state. But this Die with Dignity Act is where a doctor, there's a lot of protocols. We talked about you had to ask the doctor twice, 15 days apart. Doctor has to make sure you're of sound mind. He has to talk to, you know, your consulting specialist physician. I mean, you have to have a couple witnesses that aren't family related. It's a big rigmarole, but you could do it within a few weeks, tops. And you know, it was a law that had to pass. And I think it passed 60-40 in terms of percent of voters. But I see your point here. You know, I mean, a lot of us are brought up going, you don't take your life. You don't do it. You fight till the end. All right. But a lot of us now remember when our grandparents and our great grandfathers and great, great, great grandparents were alive, they weren't dying of cancer like we are now. They were dying of heart attacks and strokes or accidents, et cetera, or a flu, a plague, tuberculosis, and it would happen fast. Now that we're outliving the flu, we're outliving tuberculosis, we're outliving the heart attack, we're finding lung cancer, brain cancer, stomach cancer to be very, bone cancer to be very long, grueling deaths. From what I said with Brittany, Brittany was having horrible headaches and seizures. She kept seizing with this brain tumor that wasn't, that kept growing. We're also seeing the cost, which, like I said, we got to be really, really careful of, okay? You know, we're going to find that it's going to be a hell of a lot cheaper to let people do the death with dignity than to do 6 months, 8 months of hospice, which I'm a big fan of hospice, and I'm a big fan of hospice because they really make the transition period a hell of a lot easier for the patient, and it also helps with the family, too. and the family's able to say goodbye. They're able to you know, I'm very, very proud of the hospice setups we have, but we have to be, you know, we also have to be practical. Very expensive. Sometimes insurance doesn't cover it all. You know, I was talking about how with our family, we went bankrupt taking care of two family members that were sick with nursing homes and hospice care, et cetera. And it just, insurance stopped after a while. Now, and again, I'm not saying we stand behind something like this because it'll save money. But because there's all this involved, that's why there's laws. Okay? If a doctor gives you a medication, you take it to kill yourself, that doctor will get sued by family members who are mad. So that doctor needs to protect himself with a law like this. Now, again, I don't understand why, you know, I am a little confused why we can't have certain governing bodies like the state medical board help protect the doctor in terms of that. Does it always have to be a referendum or some vote that the public does? But then again, this is a democracy, and we like to be a part of every decision. So I guess that's why there's laws involved. But if you live in a state where the people in your state do not want you to have that access, your only recourse is to leave the state. You know? I mean that's your freedom. Your freedom is you aren't forced to live where you're living. Okay? You know, people will vote how they want to vote. If there's a community that wants to vote anti-gay legislation, okay, they're going to vote that. It's a free country. They have freedom of speech. And it's unfortunate for you if you're gay, you know, but luckily you have, you have other choices, or hopefully, you know, you're able to have town hall meetings. You're able to sway voters. You guys are able to, we're all able to, I don't want to use the word, what's the word for it? We're a campaign. So you're able to campaign for your cause, whether it's abortion rights or anti-abortion laws or gay rights or anti-gay rights. We have the freedom of choice. We have that freedom. And there's laws that result from that. So here we are with the death with dignity. And if you live in a city where the voters don't want that, they don't want their doctors doing that, they don't want you going home and doing that, and that's their thinking, maybe there's religious beliefs behind it, I don't know, then you are stuck and you would have to move. You know, should the federal government legislate that you're allowed to take your own life? No, I think suicide is illegal still in a lot of states, so no. And then, you know what, are people going to just decide to drive into a school to kill themselves? So, you know, laws are there to just slow this all down and force some control. But I understand your frustration. 1-877 Dr. Ali, don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. We also have an iPhone app and an Android app. You can listen to The Dr. Dolly Show anytime you want, as well as on GCNLive.com, iHeartRadio, or just my website at drdahlia.com. We take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or you can email us at drdahlia.com. You know, it's interesting. We had turned on the TV yesterday because I had missed The Walking Dead. Oh, no, The Walking Dead was on last night. Anyway, and here's Nick Walenda. Do you remember him? Wasn't he the one that walked across the Grand Canyon on a tightrope? Well, apparently he was walking across Chicago skyscrapers. One had a pretty big incline. It was kind of scary. And then the other one he did blindfolded. Now, I only saw the first one, and boy, was I holding my breath. I was trying to Google to see if he made it, because I couldn't watch thinking he was going to die, fall over, and drop dead. And from what I understand, the Discovery Channel ran it on a 10-second delay, so that if he did fall to his death, then, you know, we wouldn't see that. He didn't have a harness. He would only listen to his father. Apparently his father is his coach. From what I understand, his great-grandfather walked across Tallulah Gorge in Georgia. He wants to do that. One of his relatives did die. I think he's like a seventh generation tightrope walker. And I guess one of his relatives did fall off to his death. He doesn't use any harnesses or anything. And let me see. Yes, great-grandfather Carl died back in 1978. Why would he do this? I don't know. It's really cool because you could tell he's very religious, so he's always thanking the Lord and thanking Jesus as he's going through this. And we're doing the same thing. We're thanking the Lord because we're like, man, you know, this is wow. But I mean, when the camera, already I'm feeling weak in the legs. When the camera pans down so you could see his, you know, what he has to deal with, it's like, whoa. Now, why would somebody do this? Why would he risk his life? You see the kids, when he runs up to get to the ledge and he makes it, the kids look numb. Now, maybe it's because they're cold, you know, because I guess there were 24 miles an hour winds at the time. Temperatures were really, really low. I think they were 40 degrees with wind. I don't know what it was, but the kids kind of look numb. And, you know, they hugged him, and then the older family members did. And you're wondering what's going on with the kids' minds. You know, are they freaked out, or are they expecting him to fall, so they're just shocked that he made it? Or is it they're just so numb, they see the dad do this, that they're like, you know, really? I mean, you know, okay, can I go back inside? I want to say I'm pretty impressed. You know, we don't really have any evil Knievels, you know, running around doing their thing. So we don't really have somebody out there like this doing that. But knowing that he had a relative that died, and, you know, understanding the unpredictabilities that could happen, I'm scared to death. I don't think I could watch another one. But, you know, bravo for him. And, whoa, just wow. That's all I could say. And blindfolded, too. I remember during the Grand Canyon walk, he started to tell his dad to shut up. And not that way. He was really nice about it. But he was getting nervous, and he was telling the dad to be quiet. And then it's like he needs his dad again. And so I find it very, very interesting that he would have a family member coach him through it. The dad has a decent voice. I mean, he sounds like any other dad. I mean, doesn't yell at him. You know, doesn't say, why can't you be like your older brother and not do this stupid stuff? But anyway, you know, nice dad. See, for me, if I had to listen to my mom screech at me while doing this, I would probably fall on purpose, you know? But anyway, let me see what happened. Oh, what happened with his great-grandfather? His great-grandfather was 73 years old when he was doing his stunt. He was trying to cross two buildings in Puerto Rico when he wobbled, lost his balance, and dropped his rod. He tried to cling on to the wire, slipped off, fell 10 stories to his death below. The stunt between the two towers of the Conado Plaza Hotel in San Juan caused him to fall 121 feet to his death. Where I'm actually looking at the footage now. It's a shame. I didn't realize we had this. I don't have the video. But I mean, oh my gosh, his great, I mean, wow, 73 years old was his great grandfather. Wow. And that was only 10 stories. This was, I don't know how many hundreds of feet with that. I mean, you know what? The guy's got some cojones. That's all I could say. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. All right, so painkillers were prescribed by us mean, bad guy doctors. So I can't stand when the media tries to make us look like bad guys. And they said what we did led to 92,000 overdoses in the ER in 1 year. All right? These were painkillers prescribed by doctors. Okay? That's, you know, we're the bad guys. Really. University researchers analyzed emergency service data from 2010. They said these overdoses cost $1.4 billion. All right? The number of deaths from prescription painkillers are now taking over more deaths than auto accidents. 92,000 overdoses right now have been clocked. Researchers from Stanford University, University of Pennsylvania, Brown University, and Rush Medical College analyzed this. All right, now, what drugs? Okay, well, they're looking at the opioids like the hydrocodone and Vicodin and Lortab, oxycodone, methadone, OxyContin. People start getting a tolerance, so then they end up taking more. As they take more, they could have fatigue, respiratory depression, coma, a variety of things. They say doctors, states, institutions, and patients need to work together to stop this epidemic. More than 100,000 people have died from prescription opioid use since policies changed in the 90s. It was very interesting. I remember going to school in the 90s, and they were very, very strict with us on writing medication. But they also said, look, okay, us telling you not to write these medications isn't helping. You need to manage people's pain. Okay? I mean, you know, people are coming to you and they can't go to their hairdresser, they can't go to their plumber for the pain, they go to you. So you still need to manage it. You could write the medications, but you write them with a lot of caution and with a plan. Now, I never really learned the plan. And I was overwhelmed because many people didn't want a plan from me. All right? They had been through the plan. They had been through MRIs. They had been through surgery. They had been through the chiropractor and the acupuncturist and the homeopath and the naturopath and the physical therapy, etc. And they just wanted their pain medicines. They, quote-unquote, failed everything else. Well, then we as a medical system are failing you all with the pain medications. Now, do we have a group of people taking pain medications that aren't in pain, and then later they start to get addicted to it and are in pain, become in pain, because they aren't taking the medication? Absolutely. So we've definitely seen a forced addiction to these pain medications. But the big problem I'm having as a doctor, you can tell me to stop writing painkillers, all right? But then tell me, what do I do with my patients in pain or my patients that can't take anti-inflammatories? There was an article last week saying doctors should recommend anti-inflammatories, the over-the-counter Motrin, etc. Motrin is a better pain reliever than the Vicodin. Well, they're right. Motrin does help with the pain, but I have a whole demographic, a whole population of people who are having renal insufficiency and going into kidney failure. And the first thing we are supposed to do when the kidneys look weak is stop all anti-inflammatories. So you're seeing a resurgence of narcotic prescriptions because now we have an older baby boomer population that can't take the anti-inflammatories. Now what are we supposed to do? And I can't tell them to just take Tylenol. For any of you guys that have ever had major back pain or knee pain, etc., the Tylenol doesn't cut it. So I don't think we should be having thousands upon thousands of overdoses of narcotics either. And I think a lot of doctors overprescribe them. And I think a lot of medical providers do too. And I think a lot of you are overtaking your medication. But until we figure out how to deal with people's pain and how to protect their kidneys in the process, you can't just say stop writing the medicines. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. A few weeks back, I got a nasty email, and I didn't know where to read it. I thought I was saving it more towards as we got closer to the midterms, but I don't know exactly where this fits in, but I'll just read it. BH Initials writes, "You doctors are causing our healthcare crisis. If we could get our medications at stores like they do in Mexico, we wouldn't be fueling your greed. Doctors prevent us from getting our medications so they can make money." Really? They are driving up the demand and the prices. He says, I can go, or she, I can go into a hardware store and buy my own hammer. I should be able to go into a store and buy my own medication. Then he goes into the Affordable Health Care Act, makes us go to the doctor for a physical. Why do we do that? Go on. Okay, I know some of you are cheering this guy and you want him to run for president. Hold the phone, hold the phone. Okay? All right. Why can't you guys just go to the store and go get your own medications? Yeah, well, you guys already can. There's a lot of medications you can just go to the store and get. There's a lot of things over the counter that used to be prescription that you could go and get. Although things are now changing with Sudafed. But Claritin, Tylenols, Motrins, acid medication like Prevacid. Prevacid wasn't over the counter. Prilosec wasn't over the counter. It is now. So first, there's already a lot of medications you could already go and get over the counter. Okay? You have acid upset. You have for years and years and years heartburn and acid possibly changing the lining of your esophagus. Okay? Mimicking symptoms of heart attacks and gastric cancer and esophageal cancer and pancreatic cancer. But you could completely bypass the doctor. Completely bypass the doctor and go and get Prilosec, go and get Prevacid over the counter. You already could do that. You're having heartburn, chest pain, right? It's sore. You could go and get some Motrin. You could go and get some Tylenol. You could completely treat yourself. You have a cold. You could go and get Robitussin. You could go and get a nasal decongestant. You could get NyQuil. You can't sleep. You could go and get a sleeping aid. You can go and get a Tylenol PM, some Xy something that has Benadryl in it that helps you get your Z's. You can already do that. You got allergies. You're sneezing and coughing and watery eyes. You could put eye drops in there and there's like four aisles in Walmart of medications that you could just go and get and you don't need to see a doctor for. So you already have that. Now, we want our antibiotics too. Fine, go. Go take your antibiotics. Fine. All right? Why do I care? Well, I care because if there's Z-Packs lining the Walmart aisle, those are going to get bought up. Some of you are going to be taking Z-Packs when you don't really need to. Some of you are going to have a burning in your chest. And your coworker's cousin's neighbor's brother will say that burning in the chest was bronchitis. They took a Z-Pack. So you're going to run to Walmart or Target or CVS or Walgreens, whatever, and go and buy your Z-Pack over the counter. Or your penicillin. Or whatever. Okay? And that burning in the chest has absolutely nothing to do with bronchitis. I mean, are you guys diagnosing yourselves? Oh, Dr. Dahlia, I know when I have a cold. I can figure it out. I don't need you guys. Okay, I know a lot of you guys can identify a sore throat. I get that. But the reason why doctors exist, all right, the reason why we're here is something else could be going on. And if we let people willy-nilly take antibiotics for absolutely nothing, no good reason, we're going to have more antibiotic resistance. Some of you say, well, we already do because doctors are over-prescribing antibiotics. Well, it's going to get worse if it's over-the-counter. If you guys are popping Z-Packs and penicillin for everything, how long do you think that's going to work? What I don't understand is why we're evolving so rapidly that the over-the-counter medication isn't working. I can't tell you how many people say Claritin does not work. I took Claritin in the 90s when I had allergies. I stopped for a while when I was able to control my allergies. And now, every now and then, if I need to take a Claritin, thank God it works. All right? But a lot of you go, no, all the over-the-counter doesn't work for me anymore. Well, why doesn't it work for you anymore? Because you took it and you took it and you took it. So there's always going to need to be stronger medications. Because the more people use them, the more they're just at the disposal, the more people get used to them, and then the less effective they become. Now, that's not always the case. An aspirin should still be effective no matter what. So aspirin over the counter should work. But you need doctors for, okay, that sore throat just isn't going away. I went to Mexico. I picked up some penicillin. I took that. I'm not better. You know how many of you have come into my office saying, I took a medication that I got abroad, and I'm not better? Well, because there's probably resistance to that medication. Okay? A lot of times penicillin doesn't seem to cut it anymore. So you need something stronger. Or maybe your sore throat is not infectious by a bacteria that an antibiotic needs to cure, but it's viral. Maybe you have mono. Maybe you have throat cancer because of HPV. Maybe you have an acid reflux issue. Right? You know, maybe you have an abscess. But, you know, but just making everything over the counter isn't going to solve this healthcare crisis. Okay? And then, when you come to us, you're going to come to us doctors as a raving mess. I do not want somebody coming to me with acid reflux or chest pain or heartburn that you have been treating by yourself for 5 years, and now you're coming to me because you have exhausted all over-the-counter options. And, by the way, you're losing some weight and there's some blood in the stool. That's not when I want you. I don't want you then. I want you when I could do something. I mean, I'll still want you and I'll still send you to the appropriate specialist, etc. But ideally, I want you earlier, before you start treating yourself with whatever the hell is over the counter. Because if you are having 3 months, 6 months, 1 year straight of this, somebody better take a scope and take a peek. No, Dr. Dahlia, that drives up costs. That's why things cost money. Well, have you ever had a family member with esophageal cancer? It's not cheap. Pancreatic cancer, not cheap. A misdiagnosed cancer found late stage is not cheap. So don't be blaming the fact that you can't get a Z-Pak or you can't get your Viagra over the counter, all right, the cause of the whole healthcare system. Okay? And the reason why the healthcare system is an absolute mess. If we let antibiotics be over the counter as often and as much as people want, we are going to have huge drug resistance problems. Okay? Now, you know, maybe if it will appease some people, maybe, which I know it won't, come up with some system where you get to buy your own antibiotic twice a year. We could do something like that. And if you notice you need to buy a third, you have to go to a doctor. That could maybe save some money. But the actual doctor visit, the seeing the doctor, that's not the expensive stuff, guys. So, you know, I apologize if you think that I am the root of why we have Obamacare now. I'm not. And using the comparison, I can go into a hardware store and buy my own hammer. That you can't equate that, okay? You can't equate that to medicine. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDA. L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So all eyes are going to be watching the Senate races tomorrow as we hit the midterm elections. I don't know what the voter turnout has been in terms of early voting, but people don't seem to vote as much in the midterms as they do with the presidential election. And I think a lot of us are so sick of politics that many of us start to become apathetic, which is probably one of the most dangerous things that could happen. But they are anticipating a huge Senate upset and in the Republicans' hands. Now, Mitch McConnell has, I think, been prepping us, the Senate Minority Leader right now, that, you know, the damage has already been done with the Affordable Health Care Act, and even if they get control of the Senate, they may not be able to repeal Obamacare. He goes, well, you know, it takes 60 votes in the Senate. No one thinks we're going to have 60 Republicans, and it would take a presidential signature. No one thinks we're going to get that. So, and I mean, you know what, that's honest. Even if there's enough Republicans in the Senate, okay? Now remember, it's, you know, 100 senators, right? You know, if they have 52, it's a majority, but they have to have at least 60, I guess, to try to repeal Obamacare. You still need the president to sign it. So if the president doesn't sign it, they're going to be wasting time and our money on a law that can't be repealed and something that can't be done. So, you know, if people are going to the polls going, well, I'm going to vote for this person, just to get rid of Obamacare, that doesn't mean it's going to happen. What they can do is change part of the law, or they could make amendments to it and send that to Obama's desk. And the ones where, like, you know, the high deductible, you know, make them take ownership for the highly destructive parts of Obamacare, the lost jobs, the higher premiums, the co-payments, the penalties, the higher deductibles, that kind of thing. So because he's president until January 2017, Mitch McConnell says people need to understand that that constrains our ability to do for this law what we'd like to do, which is to get rid of it. So you need to vote understanding the whole picture. If you think the Republicans are going to do better for the economy, going to be able to, you know, slow down some of the Obamacare damage and vote for them. But, you know, I'm glad a politician is being realistic about what his co-politicians can actually do. Because I am sick and tired of seeing politicians stand up there going, okay, well, we're going to repeal Obamacare. Yay! Well, okay, that's a nice sound bite, and it's a nice talking point, but, I mean, really? All right? But that doesn't sell. You know, when you're trying to get the crowd screaming, and you try to get the crowd going, and you're trying to psych everybody up, you can't say, look, guys, this is what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to do this. We're kind of stuck. We're going to be kind of maybe a lame duck Congress until we could get Obama out, but then we may have Hillary, and we have... That's not going to help anybody. That's not going to help their campaign. It's not going to help us. But I love that we have at least somebody saying, look, guys, all right, you know, we could do what we can, but don't have high hopes. A lot of the damage is done. Okay? And so we're going to have to figure out how to move laterally or move forward or figure out another way where we could get jobs back, where we could stop this part-time stuff versus full-time, get more people full-time jobs. I have patients that have two or three part-time jobs. This is ridiculous because the employers don't want to pay for the health insurance, which is now too expensive. If the health insurance was cheap, I could see going, come on, employers get a clue, but it's not. How do you force an employer to pay $800 a month per employee and their family? How do you do that? You can't. I mean, you can't. Don't just say, tech with this. Forget this. So we need to be realistic. I've already talked about how I think the Senate needs to approach this. All right? The Senate cannot just say repeal Obamacare, especially if we have X amount of millions of people that are on it and are covered. I wish politicians didn't have to worry about the next term, but they are. And the big problem Republicans have, which is exactly what they had 4 years ago, was if they don't show they could produce, if they do control the House, or if they do control the Senate or Congress, then in 2 years, they'll have lost their steam, and then it goes back the other way, and it's just pendulum swinging. And, you know, whether you're Republican or Democrat or Libertarian or Independent, I think all of us could agree on we would like things a little bit better than they have been. Some of us think we'd like things a lot better, but I think a lot of us would like things improved. And it's going to be up to you, as a voter, whether to pick the one that you think will really help. A lot of us are going, really, can any of these people do it? Well, they could do it in numbers. You know, if they can make certain laws pass, you know, not all the laws these congressmen, you know, make are horrible. I mean, some of the laws that are out there, you know, will help. We just need the right law with the right people backing it at the right time, with none of these other private interests and the earmarking and all the extra goodies that are thrown into it. Like what, like wooden paper airplanes or something like that? There was some stupid thing in one of the bills. I don't understand that. All right? Certain line items. I think that's great. Do we all vote that we should keep employers out of the equation for health care? All right? Employers being involved and you know, having the hold whether you get birth control or not, them firing you and you losing your health insurance, is that bad? Let's get employers out of this. Okay, pass a law. Now, that may go against the Affordable Health Care Act, but maybe that's a step. Now, we need to provide a way for people to get insurance, and we cannot allow insurance companies to do this $12,000 deductible bullcrap, which I don't know how you're going to be able to turn back without becoming socialized. I don't know. But go piece by piece. We want pre-existing conditions covered. All right? However, we need to figure out a way that insurance companies won't get screwed when somebody waits till they have stage 4 cancer to buy the health insurance. Well, they're getting around that. They're taking their sweet old time getting patients covered. I've had patients that bought Obamacare and still have not seen the plan kick in. So that's how it's, you know, they're going about that. It's crazy. I am 15 years in my own private practice, stumped by how long it takes a company to be, you know, you're innocent until proven guilty. You don't have insurance until you prove that you do. We just had a patient we saw back in March. The insurance company said they weren't covering anything. The family was paying the premiums. The patient never had a lapse in premiums. Patient did everything right, just the insurance company didn't want to pay. So they had to keep fighting and fighting to prove to them that they had to pay, and then finally, all right, we'll do it. You're going to start seeing doctors say no more insurance. You just pay us. Pay us cash, and then you go to the insurance. Now, that may be an evolution of things. And I'm not saying get rid of the insurance companies, because Lord knows we need them, especially with the expensive stuff. I mean, that's why the insurance company came into play. But if insurance companies aren't paying, you have high deductibles, et cetera, we're starting to see a growing population of people going, look, let me just go to the doctor. Let me just go to the doctor and pay cash. And then I'll just deal with the heavy-duty expensive stuff later. I mean, you know, if your premiums are $1,200 a month and you have $12,000 a year deductible, you're already close to $30,000 already. And if you're worried about $30,000 to $50,000 hospital bills, you know, having insurance is starting to not make sense. So, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So all I'm saying is after the midterms, if the Senate does get to be in control of by Republicans, don't expect Obamacare to go away. The damage is done. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. That's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.